Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. The official clock says 9 a.m. Eastern, time for an update on Tropical Storm Isaias. Winds are still 70 miles an hour right around that core, and also those rain bands around. We're going to start looking at the radar. The entire system is continuing to speed up north-northeast at 33 miles an hour. Let's look at that radar, kind of get the big picture first, and then we'll start narrowing in some danger points on this radar. So the center's continuing to move at that speed of 33 miles an hour. But I think you get those winds right around the center, not just there, but these rain bands, these outer rain bands are particularly dangerous. And even these storms well out ahead of the storm going through New Jersey, portions of Pennsylvania, any one of those could produce tornadoes. We were just looking at the radar a little bit ago, and I want to point out some particular areas of danger right here in the Delaware Bay. I really want to really zoom in here a little bit, because this gives you an idea what these rain bands look like up close. There's Cape May. There's the Delaware Bay. These cells that you see there, they're rotating, could produce tornadoes, waterspouts at any given time, all the way over to Big Stone Beach and Little Creek. Any one of these cells can produce those tornadoes. So when you get those tornado warnings, even if you don't, it's really important to say, well, this is moving through me. Got to stay indoors, be in a sturdy place. And remember, as I zoom back out, that rain band, that strong rain band with those hurricane force wind gusts and those tornadoes will continue to move north through New Jersey and eventually getting into places like New York City. So we're going to be watching that real close with time. I do want to review the forecast. Hasn't changed much. We still have the forecast through the day moving northward, getting into Pennsylvania, and eventually by 2 a.m. Wednesday, so overnight tonight, all the way into Canada, north of Vermont. But look how large this area of tropical storm force winds are. Moving that northward, even this afternoon, you draw that same circle, and some of those winds getting into New York City, getting into Long Island. So preparations need to really take place for these tornadoes, this wind, and also the rainfall. So let's take a peek at that rainfall. Take a peek at the water issues that we could have. The Weather Prediction Center has an area high risk and moderate risk potential for flash flooding. Even though the system is moving fast, even though we're moving at 33 miles an hour, you can still get these tropical rains. These rain bands produce rain really quickly, several inches an hour in many different cases. So that moderate risk stretching all the way around this area that I just drew, just a lot of rainfall. You can have flash flooding anywhere from portions of getting in Maryland, Washington, D.C., getting through Pennsylvania and New York. Any one of those areas could see some significant rainfall and definitely some flooding. And if you add that rain plus the wind, trees can fall, power outages, just a dangerous situation. So let's take a look at storm surge as well. We do have the latest map for you to show. So areas around, still, you still have some high water around North Carolina, the Pamlico Sound, 3 to 5 foot in some of those areas, 1 to 3 foot. Chesapeake Bay, Delaware Bay, Long Island Sound to Martha's Vineyard. And remember, the water pushes in, and after the storm passes, the winds shift to the northwest. That could give some people their highest surge even after the storm passes. So we'll continue to keep you updated on Tropical Storm Isaias from here at the National Hurricane Center.